My mind is vomiting, he says. His body feels fine, a little distant, but otherwise fine. But his head is purging itself, he says. He says that his head has just opened itself up, a big gaping maw of a crack in his hands, and his thoughts are just spewing out, unchecked, pure, raw. She's on the couch in the next room, quiet, under a warm blanket, having a very different time, of course. Calm, all her words measured in her head before they can pass across the stuffy lips. She's pulled together. He spins around the room, pressing his hands to the sides of his head, reels through the door from the dining room where he was in the living room, where she seems so calm and even amused by just how messed up music is. Oh, my head, he manages to force out, getting down on the floor and pressing his forehead into the floor. He's expanding things, not into any kind of omniscience or consciousness, just out of the misty intangibility. He has to keep reminding himself where he is, he says, to keep himself here. She briefly wonders if their hash has been late. That this is just how he responds to large doses of drugs. It looks to be a great night. Just how far gone he is, makes her laugh. So she tells him.